在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is January the 21st, 2010, and the title of this podcast is British Birds. My name is Anna, I'm English.I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday through Friday, I will bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in Grammar Notes, we will be getting to know some of the British birds a little better. British birds. The other day, I was cleaning inside a freestanding storage cabinet that we have in the dining room.When I came across a tray that I bought a few years ago in Scotland. It is medium-sized, made of a light metal, and has a beautiful picture of British birds. Since I bought the tray, I have barely used it. It's perfect for tea for two, or a full meal for one. The picture reminded me of the place I bought it.It was in the gift shop of an owl sanctuary near the Mull of Kintyre. Do you remember the song by the same name, sung by Paul McCartney and Wings? Well, I won't sing it for you. I would like you to continue listening to my podcast. But what I will tell you are the names of the most common birds that we speak about in English. The ones that I am most familiar withfrom the British Isles are the robin, the dove, the finch, the kingfisher, the bluetit, the crow, the owl, and the hawk. The dove, the crow, the owl, and the hawk I have found in any country that I have visited. The others, though they may be found in other countries, have a certain character and reputation in Britain.The robin is absolutely tiny, unlike in the US. It is also ready for a good fight to defend its territory. The finch and the bluetit are common, colourful, small and plump, and can be found in lots of traditional stories. Because of its mild climate and geographical position, Britain has a large number of migrating birds each year.And ornithology and pictures of birds are very popular. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Robin. The tiny little red-chested robins would visit our garden each Christmas. Dove. I love the soothing sound that the doves make. Owl.There is an owl in the neighborhood that catches mice at night and makes a loud hooting noise. Hawk. Hawks hover over above their prey before they dive down and attack. Kingfisher. The kingfisher is such an unusual and skilled bird. Well, that's all for today. Thank you so much for listening.Remember, you can always download the text and grammar notes from acupofenglish.libsyn.com and check out the photograph. I think you'll like it. Remember, you can always email me as well at acupofenglish@live.com. Until tomorrow, goodbye.